sick of feeling trapped. It's time to get out. Same old grind. It's a bore. I don't want to go no more. You want to do something new. I know you want to get out too. So here we go. Come along with me. When you first start out, it's sure not easy. But if you got a dream that you want to see, you got to find a way to finally feel free. I'm not the type to give up. I won't ever be the last. I'm gonna start from scratch. I'm starting from scratch. Hey, what's up, my friends? This is Chris here with a brand new podcast episode. I'm going to start out with a couple quotes. I love quotes. And the subjects I've been really thinking about recently are motivation and anxiety. Two things that are kind of tied together in a weird way, and I've experienced both, and they both kind of been subjects on my mind recently. And I think if you're starting out as a entrepreneur or a solopreneur or trying to begin some new endeavor, you're going to deal with motivational issues, and you're going to probably deal with some anxiety. So first quote, this is Nelson Mandela. It always seems impossible until it's done. Not my favorite guy in the world, but Walt Disney said, if you can dream it, you can do it. He did some amazing things. So the other one I was going to share, it's quoted by Confucius. It does not matter how slowly you go, as long as you do not stop. So a little story from my personal life recently. My older daughter has been expressing to me some dealing with some anxieties, and she's just starting out in high school, and she got really worried that, like, you know, maybe I have too much anxiety. And so we were talking about anxiety, and it brought to mind something I'd read in the last year, and it was a philosopher who was talking about the difference between anxiety and fear. And I don't have in front of me a direct quote, but I guess I'm just going to say what I got out of thinking about these two things, and what the advice I gave to my daughter was something that I'd like to share with you, because if you're starting out in a new business endeavor, you're going to go through periods of anxiety. And I guess the way I define the difference between anxiety and fear is that fear has a face. Fear has a name and a face. If you're afraid of spiders, then you know what it is you're afraid of. You see a spider, you're like, oh, that's what I'm afraid of. Hairy little eight-legged things. And at least you can take certain precautions to deal with that fear. You know, when you see a spider, you can run away, kill it, call someone else to deal with it for you. You know what to do when the spiders show up. Even if you get scared, you know, this is how I deal with it. The trouble with anxiety is it's much more difficult to deal with because it doesn't have a name and a face. And anxiety is more like a black hole. It can kind of suck you in and just seems to keep going and going. And so I see anxiety and the philosopher I was reading who wrote a book about this, and I'll have to share that in the show notes because I don't have the name of the book handy right now and the information, but what I'll do is just put that in the show notes. And but what I've found and taken away from what I read is that anxiety is a much worse problem than fear, because of the fact that fear can be faced easier because it has a name and a face that you can stand up to, whereas anxiety can just sort of feed on itself, and it's this whole unknown. And a lot of what I dealt with, I have been dealing with in the beginning stages of trying to get my business started, trying to learn how to make money online, trying how to go off on my own, has been the anxiety of not knowing where my next money is going to come from, or not knowing whether I'm going to be able to figure all these things out that I don't know. And how hard are they going to be? I don't even know what they all are. Like, for instance, something simple to some people, making a website seems easy if you've done it before. If you've never done it before, it can seem like a huge obstacle. You have no idea what that entails or how much money it costs. You know, you don't have a ballpark figure. So you could sit up at night thinking about, you know, how am I going to make this website? And go around and around in your mind about it, you know, in your mind, you're imagining this is something that costs thousands of dollars, and you're trying to imagine, how am I going to come up with all this money? And come to find out later, oh, it's really only a couple $100 or less, you know. There's a free way to do it. And you call somebody who knows how to do it, and snip, snap, it's done. Turns out to be not a big deal, but you could spend a lot of time worrying and stressing. I had a recent little experience of dealing with some anxiety. I had a couple periods of weeks where I didn't really make any money. You know, we had some family things that came up, a death in the family. My daughter got sick. It was just sort of a series of things. I think I might have talked about it before. But this particular day I'm thinking of, I recently just wrote an article on this, so I'm going to give a link to the article I wrote if you like to read things in print. That's on grinagaingoods.com. And the article is basically telling you about this experience I had where we're driving home. It's like a two-hour drive, and my mind's just kind of spinning around and around on this problem of realizing, like, man, I got all these bills to pay, and I don't have the money. I'm not sure where I'm going to get it. And I started just letting it really eat at me. And I think it was what I'm describing as anxiety, because there was no tangible way to deal with the problem while I was driving. And my brain was just kind of going around and around. Whereas, like, you know, like if it was just a fear, like I'm afraid of not being able to pay my bills, that's sort of simple. I can face that. But it was more the anxiety of, I need to do something, but I'm not sure exactly what I need to do. I need to come up with it. And thinking about it in the car on the drive wasn't really getting me anywhere. I was just spinning around. And I've also noticed, and you've probably noticed this too, that when you're in sort of that state of anxiety or fear, you don't think as clearly. So if you've experienced this problem, and I experienced anxiety on my full-time job, my last big full-time job that I quit. And that was part of why I left, because I was getting this anxiety feeling there of just feeling like I wasn't in the right place in the right time in my life and I needed to do something different and I wasn't sure what it was. And so I had to do something drastic. So I'm going to give you some tips and tools I've learned to deal with that anxiety feeling. The first one is to try and identify the name and the face. And so basically looking for a way to turn the anxiety into a fear, because a fear is more manageable. So, for instance, on my situation on the car drive, the fear was, like I said, I'm not going to have enough money to pay the bills. So one thing that also really helps in these kind of situations is worst-case scenario planning. So let's just say that's the thing. I don't have the money to pay these bills this month. What's the worst-case scenario? I have two or three late bills this month. You know, it's not like that's the end of the world. You know, you can pay them late. Sometimes you get charged. Sometimes it makes a little ding on your credit report. But if I would have just accepted that, and I don't think I ever did when I was driving, I was getting so caught up in the anxiety, just accepted that, hey, you know, two or three bills are going to be late this month. Then it might have been easier just to move on and been like, okay, I'm going to pay them on the 15th, you know, and they're going to be late. That's it. So once you make a decision like that, it actually calms the mind quite a bit. And the truth was, as things turned out, I did make those bills on time. I managed to line up a bunch of work that week. Things just sort of fell into place. As soon as I got home, I got busy working. In fact, right when we got home from the trip, the first thing I did was clean out the car and go out and do some Uber driving. I do Uber and Lyft driving to bring in some extra income. And it wasn't a lot of money I made that night, but it was a step in the right direction. And it gave me a little bit of sense of calm. So the next way of dealing with anxiety is to take some sort of action. And I think this is probably the most powerful thing you can do, is to take some sort of step forward, even if it's a small step forward. You know, had I been in the car, another thing I might have done, since I couldn't solve the problem while I was driving, was to write an email or send a text message to, well, not if I was driving, obviously, but, you know, if I had let my wife drive for a bit or whatever, and to somebody who I've worked for in the past looking to see if they need any more work. I could have been started working on maybe a job application online, you know. I could have sat there and made a list of possible ways to make money in the next week. Any of those things would have been proactive and better than what I did, which was just kind of sit there and think about it and stress about it. So number two is take some action, even if it's a small step. So the next thing is to kind of break things down into pieces. A lot of times when we're feeling anxiety, it's because we're thinking about this whole big picture and this whole big problem. And I feel like for me in that case, it wasn't just the situation I was in at that moment. It was realizing, like, I don't really have a steady stream of income. I haven't really figured out. My entrepreneur dreams have not really come to fruition. And my time's running out. You know, it was like, you know, it's probably time for me to get a full-time job. You know, it's been months now and I've barely been making it. And I haven't really, you know, figured this whole business thing out yet. And so that whole ball of wax was sort of bugging me too. And so yeah, number three is don't look at the whole problem as a big picture. Just break it down to one thing. And in that case, the one thing I might have just concentrated, which I ended up doing, was just, what can I do right when I get home to start off? Or what can I do right now? And just start dealing with that one problem. Number four is organization. Another thing I did that really helped, because I actually went through that anxiety for a few days in a row. And I remember one night where I was feeling particularly stressed, and I was in my garage, and I was actually looking for a particular tool, and I just kind of got into this project of organizing tools, and I kind of took all these tools out of these toolboxes and laid them all out on the floor. And like an hour later, I was just deep in this project of organizing the tools, and all of a sudden it occurred to me that I wasn't feeling that anxiety anymore. I had a sense of calm. And by the time I had my tools all organized and back in their boxes, like, that whole anxiety feeling had gone away for that particular night. So that's a form of therapy, is to take a little project, do a little organization project, you know, pick an area of your desk and don't bite off more than you can chew, and just get something looking better than it was before. Maybe throw out a few things and get a little area organized. And that kind of gives you a good little boost. It's a small win. And so the last thing I'm going to mention for now on dealing with anxiety is being in the present moment. And that's kind of tied in with what I said there on, you know, not thinking of the big picture, but more specifically, breathing and just thinking about where you are and how awesome what you have right now is a sense of gratitude. So it's a combination of gratitude and present moment. If you stop and be thankful for what you have, it gets your mind out of that feeling of anxiety of what you don't have. It often occurs to me that, you know, if I were to look back 10 years ago and looking at my hopes and dreams from 10 years ago, a lot of those have been achieved. And where I'm at right now is actually pretty amazing. And there's so much around me. You know, I have so many things. I have my family. You know, I have all these those tools I was organizing. the house we live in, the place we live. You know, there's so many things about my life right now that are just amazing and awesome, and that I would have, like, you know, just drooled over 10 years ago. And here I have those things, and I take them for granted and start worrying about what I don't have because, you know, we're always looking forward. So it's good to just stop looking forward for a minute or missing what we don't have that we used to have and just be right where we're at and be thankful for it. And that's a really powerful part of dealing with anxiety. So I'm going to move on to motivation. Motivation has been another major subject on my mind, and I wanted to talk about it in this episode because I had just been working on this episode that I recorded with Scott Hebert, and I find him to be a very motivational guy. He motivates me when I listen to him. There's something about the way he talks and the way he looks at things that I find motivational. And I got to thinking over the past month or two about motivation, because it's one of the core things I want to offer in this podcast to you. Is that I want to help motivate you. I want to help motivate you. I want to help encourage you. And I want to provide an opportunity for us to form a community around the idea of, you know, motivating one another, encouraging one another to get some sort of businesses going so we don't feel trapped in our life. And create more time, create more money. So I asked this question on some Facebook groups, and I kind of asked it to some people too. In fact, you'll probably notice in some of the interviews as you listen to these episodes that it's something that I bring up, like, what motivates you? It's something I'm really curious about. And I've been getting some interesting answers, and it's sort of changed my perspective on what motivation really means and what it really is. And one conclusion I've come to is that motivation is not something that you can, it's not something tangible you can create. It's not something you just say, you know, I'm going to get motivated next week. You know, I mean, you can say that, and there are actions you can take that will help you get motivated, but it doesn't always work that way. And when I was talking to Scott, it just, like, I got this idea that motivation is kind of like a fire. You can't just make fire with nothing. I mean, yeah, you can have a lighter and flick it, but that's a carefully planned little device. You know, it took a lot of making to make that device work. You have to have the little spark, and you have to have the fuel in there. You know, everything's got to be just right. So, like, if you were to make a fire out in the woods, for instance, you would first have to collect wood. You'd have to collect your kindling. You'd have to make sure that stuff was all dry, and then you'd have to set it up just right, and then you'd have to have something to create heat, and you'd have to have spark. So to get motivation in your life is kind of like fire in that way, that it takes all these ingredients being in the right place at the right time for it to spark up. And when it happens, it's sort of all of a sudden. It's like, wow, I feel really motivated right now. You can't really necessarily put your finger on one exact thing that gave you the motivation, but it was a series of preparations you made that led up to this moment of you feeling motivated. And there's going to be times when you don't feel motivated. And I've gone through some of those recently, and that's what gets me asking, like, why do I feel so lack of motivation right now? Like, why is it so hard to do things? As opposed to last week where I was just getting done all this stuff. And one day I got done, you know, I checked 10 things off my list. And in another day, it's hard to do one of them. And I wonder, why is this? So I'm going to share with you some of the answers I got from when I posted this question on the Facebook pages. And I asked, you know, how do you find motivation when you're not feeling it? And some of the things people gave were, one was to look at your past achievements. And, you know, one thing we've done recently, my wife and I, is looking through old pictures. Looking through old pictures can be pretty inspiring. And that's kind of reminds you of cool things you've done in the past. But, you know, just thinking, kind of going back in your mind over some of the struggles you've been in life and how you dealt with them, it could be pretty inspirational. And it wouldn't be bad either, like I said, to make a list of those things and keep it in your phone. I actually created a little file in my phone for to cheer me up. So in the future, if I'm feeling low, I'm going to like be able to look at that file, and it's going to have things in there to remind me, to cheer me up. So another tip someone gave was family, kids, is a source of motivation. And I've found that to be very true. That's a lot of times what drives me forward. Like when I'm low on money, it's like, man, you know, I gotta be here for the family. It's not just about me. And that will motivate me to start moving even when I'm feeling like kind of low and down and like not feeling like doing stuff. So sometimes you can create that fire in yourself by thinking of something more important than yourself, like your family or your kids. Another suggestion I got was to think about why you are doing what you're doing and what it is that you get from it and where do you want to go. Your overall plan. Review your overall plan in the grand scheme of things. You know, try to back off and look at the big picture. Someone suggested that motivation comes from the core of your being or your soul. And that's something to think about, like, what do you really believe deep down? And that might get you closer to your source of motivation. Create an accomplishment board. This is a big one for me, is get out in nature. That always helps. Go for a good hike. Get some real good exercise. Get yourself sweating. It makes you feel better. In fact, recently I was having a night where I was feeling kind of frustrated, and I just went out and ran. And I don't, I guess I do run. I generally do a little jog most mornings, but I'm not a big runner. But just to get out and run or go for a nice long walk up a steep hill or something really can get you past a part where you're feeling kind of down or not motivated, unmotivated. Someone suggested getting in touch with entrepreneurs in your community. And that's something I could probably stand to do that might help me out. Someone suggested keeping busy. I think that's a way a lot of, I guess what you call type A personalities deal with. They just stay motivated by always keeping their schedule super busy and super packed. And, you know, there's something to that, but I think there's some drawbacks to that too. But, you know, I'll mention it. So consistent action leads to habits. So this person was saying basically that there's no need for motivation. Just having consistent actions that you do sets up a good habits. Again, someone suggested thinking about the why, how, the who, and the what of what you're doing, writing it all down, and what is it you're trying to get out of achieving the goal that you're reaching for. Have a clear reason why. Yeah, like what's your mission? You know, what's the purpose of what you're doing? That's always been big for me too. And relying on good habits that you've formed. Don't worry about motivation. If it's gone, you change the pursuit of what you're doing. And that was a good point that one person made was, if you're feeling unmotivated, maybe part of the problem is that your actual pursuit, what you're working on, is off course. Maybe it's time to re-examine what it is you're doing. And I guess you would kind of get to that too, like some of the others said, by asking yourself what and why. And someone else just said, choose life first. It's a life or death choice. Well, seems like some pretty basic advice. You know, just if you're not living, if you're not moving forward, you're dying and you're falling behind. So those were all the tips that I recorded from people's advice on Facebook talking about motivation. I'd be curious to see what you have to say or think about motivation or anxiety. So I'd love it if you join the Facebook group. Put the link on the show notes. I'm startingfromscratch.com. And you can check out I'm Starting From Scratch on the Facebook page. And let me know what you think. How do you find motivation? How do you deal with anxiety? And I'm pretty sure from my experience that these are two of the biggest parts of starting something new that you're going to run into. is that's they're the ones I've been dealing with. And like I said in the past, the biggest part of getting started on your new endeavor is dealing with the mindset, because everything else kind of starts falling into place once you get moving and once you get going. And so the first step is just to start doing something and get motivated. Well, I look forward to seeing your comments. Please go to the App Store and look up I'm Starting From Scratch and leave a review. Say, this Chris guy is very interesting, and he goes on and on, but he gave me some good ideas about motivation. No, I mean, say whatever you want. I'd love to see your review, and that helps me out. That helps other people find the show, and they'll help us join our community. And then think about it that way. The more we work together to bring people into the I'm Starting From Scratch community and the Facebook page, the better advice we'll all be able to get for our businesses. And we'll get more motivation and more encouragement, and it can build the more we work together and build this community. So thanks for listening. Thanks for being part of my community. I'd love to send you some emails. I'm working on doing weekly. I haven't done so well in the last couple weeks. Like I said, I had some tough weeks. But in theory, I'm going to be sending out a weekly email, and hopefully every week a new podcast is going to be popping out or close to it. We'll see how well I can do. But your encouragement will help me too. You know, I can use some help with my motivation too. So thanks again, and have a great week. Get started. And I'm going to post also in the show notes the article that I wrote, blog post about this. And that's on my my business website, grinagaingoods.com. And last announcement is I'm going to be sharing with you another worksheet. I put up worksheet 1, and this is going to be worksheet number 2. I've just been working on this. It's just a simple page to get you brainstorming about your new endeavor or idea, to get you out of feeling trapped and get you into your own business and your own success goals. So there you go. Have a great week. We'll talk to you soon. Thanks for coming.